Well, folks, we usually lock the studio door
in
the morning.
What I was going to say is that most people think the thing was written before the Swedish thing, but it wasn't. The Swedish thing was written first.
Yes.
Because it was written about Bob Swartz.
You fellas talking about me here?
You see what I mean? We left the studio door unlocked this morning, and look what walked in.
I haven't sung a song on this program for so long, I think you guys don't like me no more.
Oh, no, we like you. We like you,
smorgasbord. I like to sing a thing about the thing there.
Well, we'd sure like to have you sing about the thing. First, you have to open your eyes.
I got the axle on the drums over there.
Okay, here we go.
Good morning, everybody. It's a pleasure to be.
When I was back in Stockholm, just walking down the street, I saw a little trisk barrel almost at my feet. I looked right in and yimini vis, what do you think of that? And there was the funniest, wearing a purple hat. And there was the funniest, wearing a purple hat. I've got the green one on my shoulder. I looked at it, it looked at me, we both looked at each other. I was a little bit taller than me because I was in the gutter, you see. Along came a guy with a poker got tie. He said, hey, this is rich. Hey, tell me who's that? I don't know which is rich. Hey, tell me who's that? I don't know which is rich. Is your underwear scratching there, Ole? How you doing, Sven? Another fella came along and looked at both of us. He oomped around and hollered and he made an awful fuss. He hung his head and wrung his hands. He said, oh, what's the use? I always wanted a, but this one shearing sneers. I always wanted a, but this one shearing sneers. Blue goose sneers, not the sneeze in a carload. I took it to the fisherman's dock and threw it on my boat. I would have dragged it out behind by the darn thing wooden float. All the herring yokers told me that I was just a schmo. They said they're either you that, one of you's got to go. They said either you that, oh, one of you's got to go. Singing pretty now, Axel. Holy Romano. I took it out of the barrel, and I put it in a box. And then I took it out to the ocean. I was just as clever as a fox. I sent it adrift, and it sailed away, but now I'm sure embarrassed. The guy who found it was the guy with the name of Phil Harris. The guy who found it was the guy with the name of Phil Harris.
Hey!
Well. Say, Bob Swartz, I always thought that Curly Burger could play just about any musical instrument.
But he can't.
Trouble is you can't count. One, two, three. Thanks a lot, Bob. That's really wonderful.